T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is going to be a beautiful day for President Biden to arrive in New Orleans. He'll be arriving about 3:30. So, don't tie up traffic and don't be distracted. But I'm assuming that the Air Force One flight path is going to be from the west to the east. So it's going to fly over the swamp area, over LaPlace, Norco, the Bonnie Carey Spillway. Will be on one side. 310 will be on the other side. I mean, look, there's a chance that many of you are going to see Air Force One coming in, and you might even want to find a safe position to get yourself in. And I'm not talking about the shoulder of the highway, but if there's a place where you can see the flight path of planes, you might want to just take a look at it. You know, I did a video, and I think it's going to be up on our WWL Radio Facebook page soon. But I did a video about the witnessing of Air Force One, and I don't care who's president of the United States. I just see that as just such a symbol of the United States of America and something to be really proud of, because it's a very majestic sight, regardless of who's on board. And so on a beautiful day like today, many of you are going to get a chance to see it. And if I were not here on the air, I might put myself in a position to see it, because I think it's kind of cool. So we've been talking about that. We've also been talking about this franchisee of PJ's Coffee, who was removed as a franchisee. LeBron James posted, "Protect our young black women and men." And this franchisee from the PJ's location on Charter Street in the French Quarter responded back, eat a eggplant emoji. That means eat a guy's, it's like eat his, really? That's going to be your response? So this was posted, and it was traced back to this guy who's a franchisee of that franchise location at PJ's, and PJ's kicked him out. Said, "You're no longer a franchisee." I'm okay with PJ's doing this. Are you? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakwin Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. My email address is scoot@wwl.com. And I also want to talk this hour, we'll add this to the conversation, should everybody over 21 be allowed to carry a gun? Either open or concealed. There's a bill allowing constitutional carry, that's the right to carry a gun without training or without a permit, either concealed or open carry. It's working its way through the Louisiana legislature. If the bill passes and becomes a law, will you suddenly go out and buy a gun? Why? If you feel like you need a gun, why don't you have one now? Why wouldn't you bother going through the training to get a concealed carry permit? Or at least apply to get a concealed carry permit. Why wouldn't you do that? So if this bill passes, will you suddenly become a gun owner? And again, if you feel like you need a gun, you should have a gun now. Going about it the right way, of course. So again, that's going to be part of our conversation this afternoon. Let's go to Herb, who is in Marrero. Hey, Herb, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to WWL.
Grace. Show Scoot. First of all, I would like to say that PJ's did the right thing. Second of all, I would like to respond to the guy who said that it doesn't seem like you're in the middle. You're always on one side or the other. Well, that's because you are for the right thing, and that people say stuff like LeBron James said, and like people would say, Black Lives Matter, and people want to say, well, all lives matter. Well, we know all lives matter, but the things that happen to black people, especially young black men, seems to infer that all black lives don't matter. So that's why they say black lives matter. You got young black guys getting shot with their hands in the air with a phone in their hand. You got them getting shot in the back running away. You got them getting shot by civilians who following people, and the police say, don't follow them, but you follow them anyway, and you said you were afraid for your life. Well, if you're afraid for your life, why are you following him? But yet he still get off. So they got white guys who do stuff, and they get taken out to eat to McDonald's. He shoot up a church, and then they take him to McDonald's. So it seems like black lives don't matter, and now we got to say, Asian lives don't matter. Asian lives matter.
I'm appalled at the increase in crimes against Asians, just random attacks on Asians. And it's all the result of the extreme right. I said the extreme right. When I say the extreme right, I'm not talking about all Republicans. I'm not talking about all conservatives. Right. But the extreme right has followed along with Trump and really emphasized the fact that the disease came from China. And that's the way Trump is going to get from China.
Right. And I don't think that everybody over 21 should have a gun. If you like, I'm all right with the way that it is now. Get training. People, you don't need to have a record. You're not supposed to have a gun.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Not just everybody.
Yeah. So, Herb, listen, I appreciate the call, man. Glad you're tuned into WWL this afternoon. You know, if somebody really feels like they need a gun, why don't you have one? If the law changed and anybody over 21 can have a gun, concealed or open carry, are you going to suddenly go out and get one? Why isn't it worth the trouble to get one now? Are you concerned that you couldn't pass a background check? I don't think that's the case. But anyway, I don't know what this would change, because if I felt like I needed a gun, I'd carry a gun all the time. Maybe I have a gun, and maybe I don't carry it all the time. Maybe it's with me sometimes. Let's go to New Orleans. Frank, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I hate to bring this up because since we had this new – oh, by the way, I'm a libertarian, not a Democrat or Republican. But as I think everybody knows, isn't it so quiet and peaceful to have a president that's civil, that every time he has a news conference, it doesn't turn into insults and controversy? But that said, you know, about the big lie, you know, which they – you know, he's – The megalomaniac, malignant narcissist, sociopath still spewing that garbage. Well, guess what? Did you hear in the news? They finally actually found a case that started the investigation prosecution on the Trump administration. They just indicted a man that voted for his dead mother. Only problem for Trump is he voted for Trump. So, yeah, there's fraud. The first documented fraud is for Trump. So for all these Trump stooges, there's your fraud. Wake up to reality, you know?
Frank, I'm so glad you brought that up, because, you know, when you talk about voter fraud, it happens on both sides. And there's this set of conservative Republicans that think that only people who are Democrats would be guilty of voter fraud. And then it's like there are other stories that have come out about Republicans being guilty of voter fraud. So it's just, it's a stupid conversation.
The reason they do that is because they know most of these voters are ignorant, and they're going to believe for confirmation bias what they want to hear. And it's just like this gun law. These Republicans ought to have their freaking head examined. We got enough guns out there. It's just like you said, Scoot. All you got to do is take a couple hour gun course to get a permit. So now let's lower the standard even more. That all these punks that drive like maniacs with road rage on the interstate are now guns?
That's right.
What is wrong with these people? They need to be, you know, people in this country ought to wake up. They want to spill this constitutional right. You know what? It was 1780 when everybody had a musket. It was a different era. We don't need to lower the standard even more. We just had that mentally ill guy. They didn't take his gun. And now we want to make it even easier? It's absurd and just total illogic insanity, Scoot.
Frank, I appreciate your call, and I basically agree with you. Let's go to the Marini. Eric, you're on WWL. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Scoot, how are you? Well, I want to talk about seeing Air Force One, because I agree with everything you said about, you know, there's been folks who've ridden on that ride who I've really respected, others I was indifferent to, and some I really didn't care for very much at all. But you're absolutely right. It is majestic. I've been fortunate enough to see it several times, oftentimes just kind of by accident. I used to work at one Shell Square, now Whitney Bank. Mm-hmm. And I looked out the window one day, and there was Air Force One gliding in on final approach right by my window. And, I mean, I feel like I could have reached out and touched it. It was gorgeous.
Now, I'm thinking that if it was if it was on a glide path, was it landing at Bill Chase?
No, it wasn't. It was it was landing over. It was coming in. It came across the river, kind of right across the Crescent City Connection, and was heading out to the airport. Another time I was in Harahan, right by the airport, and I heard a sound. Air Force One sounds different from any other jumbo jet because the engines are slightly different because it's an Air Force aircraft, and it doesn't have to follow all the rules for noise abatement. And
I
heard a weird sound, figuring it was a large aircraft, and sure enough, once again, there comes Air Force One gliding overhead. One of the loneliest times I've ever seen it, it was after Katrina, and President Bush had made one of his later visits to New Orleans. I hadn't moved back full time yet. I was going back and forth to Houston, and I was leaving on I-10 to go back to Houston, and Air Force One flew right over me, right over the Bonnecary Spillway. And it was just a very lonely feeling because I felt that with the president gone, even though he had, you know, it's purely ceremonial what he was doing here, but it felt like the spotlight was off of us again. And it was one of those times where it kind of felt like we had been forgotten after Katrina. And that was one of the only times I felt sad, because I kind of felt like, well, here we go back into the doldrums again. But
I do agree with you. I think there's something exciting as an American. I think there's something exciting about seeing that that plane that is designated Air Force One.
Absolutely. And I wasn't going to comment on this, but our good friend Frank, who was just on there, first of all, if he's a libertarian, he might want to go back into the books and read a little bit more about it, because I've been a libertarian for about 20 years, and his views didn't necessarily jive, because libertarians are like generally against government regulation of freedoms, one of which is the right to defend yourself. I am a firearms instructor. I teach the Louisiana Concealed Carry Permit course. I've been doing it for about 10 years now. And I'm okay with the bill as it goes forward. I don't think anyone is, once it passes, I don't think anyone's going to go running out to buy a gun if they don't already have one. To answer your question, I'd speak, are you here? And sometimes it's a general idea that, you know, oh, my friend told me I should do it. I kind of thought about it. But a lot of times crime has kind of hit close to home, and they had never really thought about it before. And it's not necessarily a home invasion, but maybe one of their friends was accosted out where they had perceived it to be safe. And people, all kinds of different people from all kinds of different demographics are out there exercising their rights.
But Eric, we would still have background checks. I mean, you wouldn't walk in and buy a gun like you buy a gallon of milk.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. If you do have a concealed carry permit in Louisiana, you do not have to go through a background check to buy a firearm, because your continued permit in good standing counts as a background check.
Okay, I understand.
But to get your, currently you are correct, to purchase a firearm from a firearms dealer or to get your concealed carry permit, you currently have to get a background check and pass it. The thing with that is, the people who don't bother, who conceal without a permit, are generally prohibited persons who would never pass a background check anyway. So it's kind of we're checking all the people who decide to follow the rules anyway, and there's really no check against the folks who disregard the rules, because they're probably a prohibited person, meaning they either have drug issues, or they have mental health issues, or they're a felon, or have violent arrests, or arrests for violent
behavior.
Well,
let's hope that a bunch of people who shouldn't have guns don't decide to go out and buy guns, because we've got enough people out there running around who shouldn't have guns who have guns, and they don't know how to use them, and they don't even know when to use them, and it's really, really sad. How's your business? I would assume that a lot of people are trying to get concealed carry permits.
I do it as a part-time business. I'm not an active full-time instructor. It takes a lot of time and a lot of coordination, and it's very frustrating because a lot of people will sign up and then just not show up for the day of the class. Mm-hmm. So I do it very part-time, generally friends and family, or if someone will organize a group, I'll get together with that. But the folks who I keep in touch with, and because it's a relatively small community of folks who are pretty good at doing it, And the business has been booming. And folks who have a brick-and-mortar location where they hold regular classes have said that they are getting an overwhelming response.
I have to get to a break, but as an instructor and somebody who puts people through this, have you ever refused to give somebody a concealed carry permit?
Fortunately, I've not been put in that situation, but I do have friends who they got a feeling about someone who they kind of felt like the cheese may have been sliding off the cracker a little bit, if you get what I mean, and they just didn't feel it was appropriate.
Yeah.
So while I have not done it, I do know folks who they will say they'll refund their money and say, I'm sorry, but I don't feel comfortable training you. Best of luck.
That's encouraging. It sounds like this is just, you know, the responsible gun owners that I love to focus on. Eric, I'm really glad you called the show. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. And my email address is scoot@wwl.com. Beautiful day. Air Force One's going to be coming in a little bit, a little over an hour from now. So happy birthday today to this guy, Bob Seger. Bob Seger, 76 years old today. And also on our rock culture calendar, it was on this day in 1978 that model Cheryl Teagues appeared on the cover of Time magazine. That inspired Bob Seger to write this song, Hollywood Nights. He saw her picture and inspired him to write this song. I'm Scoot on the air. We're coming back on WWL. Hey, I hope I'm wrong, but I have a feeling that if it suddenly becomes legal for everybody over 21 to buy a gun in Louisiana and not get a permit, I think people are going to run and buy guns. And so then my question to you is, if you really feel like you need a gun, why don't you have one now? I mean, it's legal to buy a gun. Why would you not want to go through the process of getting a gun under the rules now? And you're only going to get one because, well, you can. So we're talking about this constitutional carry bill that is working its way through the legislature. And, you know, knowing our legislature, there's a very good chance it's going to pass. So, you know, be prepared for it. And, look, I'm sure the gun shops are thrilled because this is going to mean business for them. But, again, I ask the question, if you would suddenly go out and buy a gun if this is passed, why don't you have one now? And I don't know that anybody's going to call and answer that question, but I just find that interesting. Let's go to our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke, with a couple of your text messages.
That's confusing. Allowing undermined, open, and concealed. What does that mean? Allowing undermined, undetermined, open? I don't know. Allowing concealed carry removes probable cause for questioning gun carrying everywhere, including Bourbon Street. Great idea.
Okay, so removing concealed carry, the permit, but you can open carry. I mean, you can walk down the street with a gun in a holster.
Allowing concealed carry.
So I'm a little confused about that.
Well, let's just move on. Some of your callers are very uninformed. This bill has nothing to do with making it easier to get a gun. Anyone can open carry in our state right now. This bill just allows people to conceal carry. It's really as simple as that.
Well, you know, I guess that's true. But I think it's going to inspire people. Well, let's see what happens. But if this bill does go through, I think it's going to inspire people to go get a gun. And so my question is, if the bill passes, why is that the thing that inspires you to go get a gun? Why don't you have one now?
Here's a text that says, I have been a concealed carry holder for a very long time. And if they pass this bill, I would hope that they also pass some type of thing where you have to take a hunter safety class. I am all for gun rights, but I believe there should be some type of safety class that is mandatory if you're going to concealed or open carry guns out into the public.
Well, and there are people who treat gun rights like it's their religion. In fact, they look at owning a gun as a God-given right. And I guess that can be debated, but some people say it's a God-given right. And that's really the foundation behind constitutional carry, where you can just, you know, carry a gun concealed or whatever without a permit. Here's an email from Richard that says, carrying a gun in a holster has never been illegal. Also, mandatory weapons training along with extensive background checks should be required. The Constitution states that in order to form a militia, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. We have a militia. It's called the military. Well, and I know there's been a lot of interpretation over time, and some people argue, well, you know, things have changed, so the Constitution shouldn't matter today. I disagree with that, but I think we also have to use common sense in looking at the Constitution. And I'm a strong Second Amendment supporter, but support responsible gun ownership. Let's go to Destrahan. Brian, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
I was watching a video about a guy who looks into all these concealed carry classes. He's big on the A2, the Second Amendment. And he heard that the governor is planning on vetoing it. Even if it passes, the governor's still going to veto it and just kill it. And
that wouldn't surprise
me. To pass it. No, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
You know? But I do believe, like other people said, I mean, they should have to go through some type of safety class.
Well, I agree. I mean, you can't just get behind the wheel of a car and drive. And I know people say, well, you know, but owning a car and driving a car is not in the Constitution. I understand that. But, you know, we do have laws that are set up to, you know, to keep us safe from each other and from ourselves.
Yeah, because there's people out there that didn't grow up around guns like me and later on in life got into it. And if you don't know nothing about it, you really need to educate yourself before you make that decision. Because safety videos from instructors, they're adamant about the dangers of guns and the safety factor. They push safety a lot.
You know, that's really encouraging. And we talked to somebody earlier who was an instructor, and I've talked to a few instructors through my career. And they all just talk so much about gun safety and responsibility. And I'm curious as to why somebody would want to own a gun and not want to be safe or responsible in doing so. So, again, if this bill goes through and constitutional carry becomes legal in our state, why is it that is the moment that you're inspired to go out and buy a gun? I mean, if you need a gun, don't you need one now? And couldn't you get one now?
I personally don't think it's going to increase sales. Usually what it's going to do is just give people the freedom to carry, because when you open carry, people look at you funny. You know,
I can imagine
on people for open carrying, because, oh my God, look at that guy with that gun. They automatically get scared, because what do you see every day? People getting shot. You see somebody, and it's not normal, especially here, to see someone walking around with a gun that don't have a badge next to it.
But all these shootings, though, the random shootings that take place in the French Quarter and downtown, and like yesterday on Canal Street, these random shootings seem to come from people who are concealing a gun. It's in their pants. It's in their pocket. You don't know that they've got it. They're walking around with it. You don't know they have it. And then they pull it out when they feel like they need it, and they shoot somebody.
Well, I guarantee you most of them couldn't buy a gun legally anyway.
Of course not.
Because if you're that much of a hot temper, then most likely you might have a wreck. And if you have any kind of violent assault, anything in your background, it makes it 10 times harder for you to go through a background check.
Brian, I appreciate...
He did something when he was a teenager, and he still has trouble when he goes to buy a gun. It's put on hold, and he has to wait 3 to 5 days before he can get it because of something, a misdemeanor assault charge that he had.
I appreciate the call, man. Glad you called in, Brian. You know, it's Stephen Colbert who made the point when we talk about background checks. I mean, what about a current check? You know, let's not just worry about what somebody's doing in the background, what they've done in their background. Let's talk about who that person is right now, what's going on in their life right now. Who are they right now? So, you know, background check should also be about who the person is now. From New Orleans, Ryan, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, man, okay, we got to give you some loving. Got to give it to you. And Ryan has been listening for a long time and finally made the decision to be an FTC.
Yep.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I heard you ask the question, why would you go out and get a gun just because you don't have to go through the concealed carry class and get the permit anymore? And I think that's the reason is because you're going to have all these people out there that can now get a gun without and carry a gun without that permit, aren't you afraid of those people? It's almost like you want to get a gun to defend yourself against those people, you know?
Yeah, and think about the people who are critical of all of the young males who are walking around with guns in their pants, and they'll use them if they get into an argument and they don't like the way the argument's going. They'll shoot and kill somebody over a silly argument. I'm sure they're critical of those people, but they could become one of them as well by not worrying about anything responsible concerning the gun, but just having a gun.
Yeah, I've never once thought about carrying a gun on me in public anywhere, but the idea that I could go into public with my family and I could be surrounded with people, you know, by people, whoever they are, whether they're criminals or not, but they're all, you know, packed and loaded, that's kind of scary, you know, and it's almost scary enough to make me want to be locked and loaded myself just in case something happens. You know?
No, I understand that. And I mean, this is something that I'm thinking about all the time now. I mean, if I'm stopped at a red light somewhere, I'm worrying about the car next to me. I'm thinking about the people that are walking next to me in the French Quarter or walking by me. And I'm obviously a lot of people have guns and they're willing to use them over something silly, like an argument.
Yeah.
Ryan, I enjoyed our conversation. I'm glad you called the show. It was on this day in 1996, that Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville sang at the White House. It was an event celebrating the musical diversity that President Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary brought to the White House. They were hosting a performance at the White House. It was later broadcast on public television, but this is the day that Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville performed at the White House. You know, their voices really went very well together. And I wouldn't have thought, you know, oh yeah, Linda Ronstadt, Aaron Neville, yeah. You know, I have some inside information that Linda Ronstadt was among the very promiscuous artists in the rock business. Yeah, she was very active. Like she might be on a show with somebody, and yeah, that night. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870.
Yeah, that's all. We're just going to blow right over that?
Yeah, I'm going to blow right over.
Yeah, let's just go to break. That's fine. Okay.
I said enough. All right, we'll be right back on WWL. So if there was constitutional carry, and you could walk around carrying a concealed permit, I mean, I'm sorry, carry a concealed gun without a permit, would you do it? And if you would, then the question is, why wouldn't you get a concealed carry permit right now? Or are you somebody that maybe really shouldn't own a gun? It's going to be interesting to see what happens if this passes. And I would not be surprised if Governor Edwards vetoes it. You mean gun ownership is not free enough in this country now that we have to have this new bill passing? I'm Scoot on the air. Let's go to senior studio producer Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, Scoot keeps saying that he is a strong Second Amendment supporter, but when it comes to the Second Amendment, he keeps adding buts. The Second Amendment is the right to bear arms, correct? Maybe Scoot needs to be informed what the Second Amendment says, and I believe bearing arms would involve concealed or non-concealed.
Well, look, I'm the one who stood up when Michelle Obama showed up in a sleeveless dress, because I believe in bare arms. I believe in somebody being able to bear arms. And there were people critical of her for showing up in a sleeveless dress. So, look, this is just it. You can be a strong Second Amendment supporter and then also think that there's and believe in a responsible way to own guns. So, you know, nice try.
Scoot, I never owned a gun before, but I'm considering buying one for home protection only. I would take classes to learn how to properly use it. I would never carry it in my vehicle. Crime is getting so bad. We are really concerned about break-ins in our neighborhood.
Then you are exactly the kind of person who should own a gun. And I like that you want to be responsible with it. So that's the perfect person to go out and buy a gun. I mean, if you feel like you need that for protection, and I understand why you feel that need. then buy it. And, you know, I would think that if something ever happened, God forbid, I would think that if you did take a class, that that would go a long way toward your defense if it ever came up as to whether or not you used the gun properly. I would think that that would come up in a court case if it got to that point.
Here's a text that says, please cite your references stating that some people see gun ownership as a God-given right.
I've read an email a few minutes ago from somebody who said it's a God-given right. So, I mean, you know, people say that.
People say that all the time.
People say it all the time. I mean, what source? Guess what? Humanity. People say that. And so, again, it's like, you know, people trying to, like, nitpick it. Like, okay, well, where does it say that? Well, it doesn't say it in the Constitution, but that's the way some people interpret the Constitution.
MyOwnLivedExperience.com. Go check it out.
Exactly. All right, let's go to Mandeville. Mike, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoop. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
First time, another first-time caller, Ian. Let's give it to him.
Mike has been listening for all this time, and at this point in his life, decided to become a first-time caller.
All right, Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Man, that's such a big topic. There's so many things you can talk about with our Second Amendment these days.
Yeah.
But I've talked to a lot of my friends lately and asked them what they think about it. And several of them don't have a gun, A, because they don't know how to use one. And allowing a concealed carry, I think, wouldn't change too much because there's a lot of people out there that are just afraid to own a gun, period. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there'd be a crazy increase on buying new guns. I actually just bought a new gun maybe 2 weeks ago. I have about three or four of them. Mm-hmm. And I would not want to be in a position to use it, to be honest.
Right.
But I would like
right.
to be able to carry it for my protection.
So you don't have a concealed carry permit now?
I don't. And the biggest reason is this cost. I haven't really wanted to pull the trigger financially, but I have carried my gun with me in several places. I live in Mandeville, and I do like to visit the city, but, you know, there are several areas out there where I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Look, I understand. I mean, there's some areas I feel uncomfortable in as well. Mike, I get that. So what's the basic price of your, you know, basic handgun today?
I just spent about $300 on a 9mm, so I think about between $300 and $600 is your average price, and the course, it sounds funny, is about $300. So you wouldn't think financially that would be an issue, but it's just something in my mind that has been a stop, just because I have taken hunter safety classes, and I've dunk hunted, and I've deer hunted a couple times, so I'm accustomed to using a gun.
Well, I like your attitude.
I don't feel the need to take the course because I've handled guns my whole life.
You know, and there may be exceptions like you where people are familiar enough with guns to where, you know, maybe they don't really need it as much as somebody else. But, I mean, I like your attitude, and I just, you know, I don't like the attitude of, you know, you know what, I got a gun. I tell you what, if anybody approaches me, I'm going to kill them. Yeah, well, you know what, you're going to end up in prison if you do that, you know, with that kind of attitude.
Yeah, and I've actually had a gun pulled on me several times. In Mandeville and in Hammond.
Wow.
And I'm kind of thankful I didn't have a gun because from my understanding, even if you are in the right and if you shoot someone and you are in the right, you're still going to jail and you still have to go through the process and you're supposed to have about $10,000 in savings just to cover yourself.
Yeah, there are some cases where I don't think any charges are filed whatsoever, but in many, many, many cases, people have to prove that they did the right thing because somebody's dead. Mike, I appreciate the call. All right. No, I don't have time for that. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to more of your calls here. When we come back. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Another sad note on our rock culture calendar. It was on this day, May the 6th of 2015, that Errol Brown, the lead singer and co-founder of the band Hot Chocolate, died of liver cancer at the age of 71. You know, this was a UK group. You know, a lot of people thought they were just an American group. In fact, I have to admit, I was one of them. I didn't realize they were from the UK, but they are. They made it to the top 40 on Billboard five different times. And this was the biggest hit from 1975, You Sexy Thing. And we play it a lot as bumper music on the show when we're talking about certain things. So a special tribute today to Errol Brown of Hot Chocolate, who died on this day in 2015. We'll be back on WWL. Isn't this one of those songs that you almost kind of hate to admit that you love, but you just love it? This song was released on this day in 1974. I had this great image of being at a party at a cabin in the Pocono Mountains. And four of the women who were there were all sitting on the floor when the song came on, and they started pretending to paddle in unison while they were singing this song. Okay, there was a little bit of alcohol involved in the evening. In fact, they even switched sides, you know, so they would steer their virtual canoe in the right direction, I guess. All right, so the president is expected to land at 3:30 this afternoon, and some of you are going to get a chance to see Air Force One floating into the airport, probably over the swamp area between LaPlace and Kenner. And we'll be talking a little bit more about that. And if you're in a position to see that and you see the plane coming in, now, not if you're driving, I have to tell you that, but if you're a passenger, love to hear from you if you get a chance to describe it to us. Anyway, we've got a lot more still to come on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.